All righty, now to our topic of the day, and it is jobs. Over the past 2 years, more than 200,000 people in the San Francisco area have lost their jobs. The unemployment rate for that region, which includes Silicon Valley, around 7.5%, a third again as high as today's national average. And if you are out of work, no matter where you are, you know that it takes longer now, 4 months on average, twice as long as just 3 years ago, to land a job. We're going to get three perspectives now on the job market from three individuals who live in the hard-hit San Francisco area. Kim Wallace is assistant director of the Office of Economic Development for the city of San Jose, just a few miles south of San Francisco. Craig Newmark, the founder of Craigslist.org, grassroots online bulletin board based in San Francisco. And Dave Vignovic, he's a 31-year-old MBA who has been out of work since last August. Mr. Vignovic, let me start with you. First, welcome to all of you, and let me begin with you, Mr. Vignovic. How many places have you looked for work since your last post, and what kinds of jobs have you been forced to resort to considering?
Well, I've begun my search just specifically in San Francisco, but now I'm looking nationwide, and currently I'm seeking a technical sales role in a field that's pretty consistent with my education and my experience prior to moving out to San Francisco. That's preferably in the life science and the chemical industries.
What were you doing before when you were laid off, and roughly how much were you making? So what kinds of jobs are you looking at now?
I was doing something before that was a little bit different. I was working for a manufacturing company that produced architectural products for the interior decor of buildings. I was making about $95,000 a year after commissions, and in terms of salary, my salary expectations have gone down, but as you well know, the cost of living outside of San Francisco is a little bit less, so I can accept a little bit less to move away from here.
Let me turn to you, Craig Newmark, if I might, and tell Dave what advice you might have for him, but also I'm interested in hearing what is the chatter on your website? What are people saying about how hard it is to find a job, most especially in San Francisco, but elsewhere as well?
Well, for Dave, right now I don't have much specific good advice. The area that you're interested in seems to be pretty quiescent right now. On the other hand, we are seeing hiring increasing. We can look at our numbers and see that people are hiring again for the conventional economy. The new economy stuff is pretty stable, some hiring stuff going on, but not a lot. But overall, we do see more hiring, and specifically in our job discussion boards, we are seeing people that are real happy because they're getting offers. We also, though, still see a lot of pain. Even saw someone selling his PlayStation 2.
Even down to the PlayStation 2, that's a tragedy. Amazing thing. Dave, have you gotten any offers that you've turned down or not?
No, not to this day.
All right. Let me turn to you, if I might, Kim Wallace, and ask you about how hard hit you feel that whole area there in the San Jose region has been hit by this economic slump and by the job slump.
I can't hear.
Kim couldn't hear. We'll try and patch that back together. Let me turn back to you, Craig Newmark, and see what else you're hearing. What are people saying about how long they're going between job interviews or between jobs?
Well, we're hearing from a lot of, let's say, internet industry people that they are remaining in this area. They're trying to tough it out, but some folks are going for a year or more without work. Some people are reaching the ends of their savings, and that's the tragic part of the story. We also, though, see a lot of people moving out because we can tell that apartment available postings, have soared in the San Francisco area, which tells us something.
Dave, would you consider relocating to another area if it comes to that?
Well, actually, I am leaving San Francisco at the end of this month because I am one of the people who has burned through a large portion of his savings.
And where are you going?
I'm going to move in with my parents in Phoenix, Arizona.
You're hearing a lot more of that, aren't you, Craig, about people having to move home?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that, both anecdotally, the apartment numbers, and we see people selling a lot of furniture, stuff like that.
Dave, I think maybe we have the start of a sitcom here. I'll put you in touch with Jeff Zucker at NBC, moving home or something like that, because there are a heck of a lot of people doing that. Now, Craig, you said that you're beginning to see some signs that hiring is coming back. What are those signs specifically?
Well, we see the number of job postings on our site for the Bay Area slowly increasing. That's been true through 2002 and now. And when I look at our job discussion boards, mixed in with the pain, we see increasing bursts of optimism.
All right. Dave Vignovic, what kinds of jobs are you looking for right now?
Like I said before, I'm looking for a sales role in a technical industry. So I've targeted some of the biotech industries, the chemical industries, the life sciences, and similar positions throughout in sales and marketing.
Dave Vignovic, an unemployed MBA. That's your chyron. We'll save that frame and send it to you. We appreciate your coming by. Also, our thanks to you, Craig Newmark of Craigslist.org. We appreciate that. And our apologies to Kim Wallace of the Office of Economic Development for San Jose. Technical glitches got in the way. Still ahead on the Open Exchange, the